time to span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. And we begin today in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, where Melissa Brittingham went to apply for a job at Five Guys, you know, the burger restaurant. She filled out an application, talked to a manager, who told her that he'd get back to her. And then after she left, one of the other employees noticed that the two tip jars on the counter were empty and about $15 was missing. The manager checked their surveillance video, which showed, yeah, Melissa, the job applicant, had reached in and taken the cash out of the jars. And since she had listed her real address on the job application, didn't take the cops long to find her. She's pleaded guilty to theft, got a year of probation, but has to pay $500 in fines and court costs. So if I worked at another Five Guys, I'd watch those tip jars. She may be looking for money to pay the fines. Next, we'll go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where Jeffrey Ganano went to a charity event and paid $140 for a raffle ticket. $140 for a raffle ticket. Well, the prize was a 1914 painting by Pablo Picasso called Man with Opera Hat, and Jeffrey won it. But he's not sure he can keep it, because it turns out that that painting is worth about $1 million. And he has to pay income tax on it as a prize. That'll come to about $365,000. He's thinking about giving it to a museum, but that won't get him off the hook with the IRS. He either has to take it or turn it down. So he's asked the organizers of the contest to hold on to the painting until they can figure out the details about the taxes and how he's going to pay to insure it as well. He hasn't even seen the painting yet, but he's already on the hook. In London, veterans at Battersea Dogs and Cats Home said Barney, a 9-month-old Staffordshire Bull Terrier, was in his second day at the rescue when a volunteer spotted a pair of women's panties in his droppings. Then Barney passed two more pairs of women's panties over the next few days. Apparently he'd eaten them up and they'd gone right through his system. One of the vets said, "We thought we'd seen it all at Battersea, but clearly not. Who knows how Barney came to swallow so many pairs of panties? It will remain his secret, but this little puppy is clearly a bit of a scavenger. We will advise any new owners to keep him away from the laundry basket and the washing line." In Miami, Florida, Fernando Aguilera brought a live 4-foot alligator in a cardboard box to the Santa Ana market, asked the clerk to accept the animal in exchange for a 12-pack of beer. He figured the gator was worth at least a Corona because it's so beautiful, warned the clerk, "Don't bring me any of that natural light. I want Corona." The clerk, Javier Herrera, told Aguilera to leave, that he wasn't going to get beer for the gator. Then he watched him try to make the same trade with a customer. Herrera called the cops, who called the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, who have cited Aguilera for 3 charges related to the illegal capture of an alligator. He says he didn't know it was illegal to trap gators. He's now facing 6 months in jail. The alligator has been released into the wild. And we finish in Redding, California, where John Westberg called the cops when he heard his 1989 Ford Ranger start up, and he saw it being driven away from his home by a thief. Officers pulled the truck over about 20 minutes later, and they arrested the driver, Michael Heller, who admitted to the officers that he had stolen the truck because he needed a ride to court, where he was up on charges of stealing another vehicle. Now he's facing charges for both crimes. And those are your knuckleheads of the news for today. Your contributions are always welcome. Email them to paul@americaweekend.com. America Weekend.